This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
After all, they're just wrestling, right?
Woo! We'll break your bones! We'll grind you into putty! We'll turn your faces off!
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective with three fans who know how to talk some trash.
Without further ado, allow me to present the newest sensation of the entertainment world,
Zane Peterson.
Well, he's doing really, really well blocking those punches with his face.
Ajay Salveson.
I'm feeling such an odd mixture of pride and mortal terror.
There is a creature alive today who has survived millions of years of evolution without change. Without passion and without logic.
Dave Denton.
A mindless eating machine.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
I'm taking the trash out!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a very, very special edition of Turnbuckle Trash. Survivor Series edition, if you will. On my right side, be your left, would be Dave Denton. I'm Ajay Salveson. Thank you all for joining us. We appreciate it. A late, late night here over here in Cache Valley, Utah, but we are grateful to be on air and for you to be joining us. Dave, quite the interesting event. Survivor Series hosted by the Toyota Center in Houston, Texas, the 31st edition of the Survivor Series. A little bit of an inexplicable, event, if you will. A main event that kind of crashed and burned. But a couple of really good matches as well in the middle.
Yeah, there were still some really good stuff. I'm still trying to figure out me being on your right or their left, and I on the right, and then the left.
Okay, well, as
then,
we look at the computer screen, you're sitting on my right.
That's correct.
But if someone else was looking at the computer screen facing towards us, you'd be on their left, and I'd be on their right.
I'm an old man. I don't understand.
Well, it's
just
really late at night too. So.
Yeah, and I gotta get up at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So let's go. Let's move ahead. Yeah, I enjoyed Survivor Series
in front of a sold out audience of 14,478 in a 3 hour and 45 minute event. We go through the following matches. First of all. And you know, David, what's so special about this event is that
it's the only night that SmackDown and Raw can compete against each other. It's the only night of the year that SmackDown and Raw compete against each other. Did you know that?
I had no idea.
Yes, it's the only night of the year that SmackDown and Raw compete against each other.
How come the announcers never announced
that? I don't know if they ever did that. You know, and also that you could get the event free if you signed up for the WWE Network for a 30-day free trial. But wait, there's more. It's only $9.99 a month. But wait, there's more. Did you know it's the only night of the year that SmackDown and Raw do compete?
Are you serious? Against,
this, it's the only night.
How come Michael Cole never said anything?
Oh, he never did.
Huh.
The only night.
The pre-show had three matches, and we're just going to breeze through them really quickly because they're pre-show matches. Elias does defeat Matt Hardy in a singles match.
Surprising.
Enzo Amore does what he was supposed to do, and as expected, does retain his Cruiserweight Championship, defeating Kalisto.
Yes!
Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. That will not be the last time you hear their name tonight. They do win an attack team match defeating Tyler Breeze and Fandango.
Breezango.
Yes, Breezango.
The Fashion Police.
Let's go ahead and get on with the main event.
Hallelujah.
Yep, the turkeys and potatoes of it all. In the first match, it's The Shield versus The New Day. Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, and Seth Rollins. They do get the win in a time of 21 minutes and 20 seconds over Kofi Kingston, Big E, and Xavier Woods.
Now, the thing was, this event opens up, Survivor Series, at 5 o'clock Mountain Time. I'm watching.
Yep.
And the match didn't begin until 5:15 because they had such a large intro for it with the New Day cutting a promo, and then they showed a video package, and then they had to have the Shield come in. And it took 15 minutes for the first match to get started for Survivor Series, but it was a fun six-man tag. It was just a biggie. I really liked it.
Would you consider it more physical than athleticism, or would you say it's vice versa?
I would say it was very physical.
Okay.
There was one spot where Big E had on his shoulder, he was holding Dean Ambrose. The other shoulder he was holding, Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins, yep.
So, I mean, he has two men that he's holding up. I mean, he's lifted these two men, and they're not small guys. And he's just holding them on his shoulders like it's nothing big. And there were just a lot of spots like that. I mean, it was fun. It was just a very good match between two good factions.
Once again, in 21 minutes and 20 seconds, in the six-man interbrand tag match, it's Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, and Seth Rollins as a Shield defeating The New Day, Big E, Kofi Kingston, and Xavier Woods.
Got to say one quick thing. There was a spot in there where they were talking about trying to get control, and the referee needed to take control. And Corey says, that's hard. It's how hard to direct traffic in a demolition derby. I thought that was pretty good. So, yeah.
The 5-on-5 Survivor Series interbrand elimination match for the women's or Divas division. It was Team Raw, Alicia Fox, Asuka, Bayley, Nia Jax, and Sasha Banks getting the win over Becky Lynch, Carmella, Naomi, Natalya, and Tamina. This match, in fact, you know, let's just go through the elimination really quickly. Becky Lynch was the first to be eliminated. She was eliminated by Bayley, who was then eliminated by Tamina. The next was Nia Jax. She was eliminated. It doesn't actually say by who. Alicia Fox. Oh no, she was eliminated by count out. Actually, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was count out.
That's right. She was count out
on the floor. Tamina had beat up her on the floor.
Alicia Fox. So three straight Raw Divas were eliminated. It was Bayley, Nia Jax, and Alicia Fox, who was eliminated by a roll up by Naomi. Naomi was then eliminated by Sasha Banks. Carmella was eliminated by Asuka. Sasha Banks eliminated by Natalya. Tamina eliminated by Asuka. And Asuka also eliminated Natalya. So Asuka does exactly what we thought she would do.
Yeah. We both predicted that because she's been brought up. She dominated the Empress of Tomorrow. Zayn, who was originally scheduled to be part of this this portion, and hopefully we'll have another podcast with him very quickly. But he doesn't like Asuka, and I enjoy
actually enjoyed it. Yeah, she did a good job. Yeah, she's a great performer.
Yeah, I like her in the ring. But
any spots stand out to you in this match?
Not real. I did enjoy the matchup between Tamina and Nia Jax. I just thought that was a lot of fun. Both of them big powerhouse ladies, and both of them, it doesn't make any difference. This is a sexist comment. I just think both of them have beautiful faces.
No, it's true.
But they both are so strong and so dominating, and they both look like dominating women. But that was a good matchup. That was my favorite matchup of the night when Tamina and Nia Jax got into the ring together.
In a total time of 18 minutes and 35 seconds in the 5-on-5 Survivor Series Interbrand Elimination Diva match, it is Team Raw, Alicia Fox, Asuka, Bayley, Nia Jax, Sasha Banks beating SmackDown, Becky Lynch, Carmella, Naomi, Natalya, Tamina. I keep laughing because I can't even say Carmella. I swear I'm going to say it.
But there was a good spot in there with Alicia Fox right after Nia Jax got eliminated. She's standing in the ring yelling at Nia Jax. What happened, Nia? What happened? It was a good spot.
Yeah, absolutely.
That might be something
it needed to be.
That might be something to watch out for on Monday Night Raw.
At this point, Raw is up 2-0 and in cruising. In the stunner of the night, it's United States champion Baron Corbin getting the win over The Miz. This over, I guess, an Intercontinental champion, The Miz, who, by the way, was carrying his entourage with him, or his mistourage, if you will.
Mistourage, yeah. And at this ringside was the beautiful Maryse.
Yep, absolutely.
That's Miz's wife, and they are
expecting looks great.
Oh,
she
does.
Looks fantastic.
Yeah.
This one stunned me.
I was shocked.
But at the same time, if Raw wins, they're up 3-0 mm-hmm. with three matches left.
Yeah.
But this is the one I would expect that The Miz was going to take care
but
of.
But wasn't it a good match?
It was a
match.
Great match. Absolutely. Physical. Really a good pace. A good telling to the match as well. Any spots jump out to you?
Well, I like the part where, you know, Baron Corbin was climbing into the ring and Bo Dallas clips him in the knee.
Mm-hmm.
And then I keep on going back, and I don't know if I've said this on the podcast or not, but The Miz reminds me in some of his ring psychology, not necessarily, you know, his charisma, but the ring psychology, He takes a lot of that from somebody like the Nature Boy Ric Flair.
Sure.
He'll jump out of the ring and then come back in. He does things like the dirtiest player in the game. I mean, I'm sure he took a lot of that from Ric Flair. But he tacked the knee right after that. And I thought the Miztourage did a great job. I was shocked by the ending. Just absolutely, I did not see that coming. But I understand why.
Mm-hmm.
With Baron Corbin getting the win. With that end of days, that's a great-looking move, too.
By the way, that does not affect the Miz at all losing that match.
Nah, not at all.
I mean, it's like an exhibition game, a team playing in a conference, but then having to play outside an exhibition game. Losing the exhibition game, but you're still the number one team in your conference.
Yeah.
The Miz is still one of the top teams in his conference.
Yeah, he is the Intercontinental Champion.
And if you're a fan or at least a loyal person of the IC title, you're liking the Miz holding that title.
Some of his mic work. We've both said it. It's just incredible.
It's the best.
Yeah.
In a final time of 9 minutes and 35 seconds in a non-title championship match, United States champion Baron Corbin does get the win over The Miz. So right now it is Raw 2, SmackDown 1.
So that match took less than 10 minutes?
Yep.
I thought it was longer than that. I really did.
Yeah.
So
no,
I did
great
enjoy
stuff.
That one, though. Yeah.
SmackDown does get the win again, and this time in the tag team champion. Again, it's a non-title because, Dave, as you said,
the Bar,
the Raw, and this is the only time of the year.
Oh, what was that? Ask me again, Juice. Ask me again,
Dave.
Yes.
What does this event tell us?
It's the only night of the year that SmackDown and Raw competitors actually get to compete against each other. The only night of the entire year. Survivor Series 2017. The only night of the year that SmackDown and Raw compete.
But this does not mean that titles are on the line, such as...
Just competing.
The SmackDown Tag Team Champions, the Usos.
Usos.
Getting the win over the Bar.
The Bar.
The match was really vanilla until like the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it got yummy.
But boy, when the Usos came in and there was kind of that Letterman's jacket.
Oh, yeah.
That
I want
was
that
so
Letterman's
sweet,
jacket.
Man. That
I
was
want
sweet.
That Letterman's jacket so badly.
It was good. And then they were cutting a good promo
on
the Bar, making fun of Sheamus. And by the way, what in the blue blazes going on with Sheamus's hair?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you ran into Sheamus in a very famous podcast in Salt
man.
Lake City.
Still scary. I have nightmares about
it. And I remember as soon as he got in, I asked you, I said, is he that scary? And you said yes.
Yeah.
And then something with his hair, the mohawk. And then
tip grays, ice tip grays, whatever.
It was. Yes, Sheamus. I mean, if you like that hairstyle, more power to you. But you look stupid. You look stupid.
Like I said, the match was vanilla, but in the last ending of it, it was really good.
Oh, the last 3 to 4 minutes were incredible.
The tag by the Usos of leaping off the top rope and landing on top of, was it Cesaro or was it? I want to say it was Cesaro.
Yeah, and then you remember when they did the super kicks?
Yep.
And Byron Saxton said,
welcome to Temple.
Yeah. They're saying, got to the super kick party. I was just going, oh, man.
Yeah.
Young Bucks are going to have a blast
in
with
fact,
that
there's
one.
People on Twitter like, what did he just say?
Yeah. I even tweeted that out myself, you know, that Young Bucks, come on, you know, Byron. I know that there's been some heat between the Young Bucks and ROH and the WWE because of some things, but to use their phrase super kick party, not cool, guys. I don't like it.
In a total time of 15 minutes and 55 seconds in a non-title champions versus champions interbrack tag team match, SmackDown's tag team champions, the Usos, get the win over the Bar.
The Bar.
Next up, this was actually a great match. I was really impressed with this. SmackDown's women champion, Charlotte Flair, gets the win over Raw's women's champion, Alexa Bliss, via submission. This was a fast-paced, head-on-a-swivel match and very physical, but kept up with the pace. I was impressed. And by the way, Alexa Bliss, if you're single, I'm just saying, you can follow me on Twitter.
But you're not single.
I know.
Yeah.
But
I'll tell you this right now. She is gorgeous. I'll tell you right now, my favorite match of the night.
Oh, yeah.
This match,
but, yep.
Alexa Bliss, Charlotte Flair, they brought it tonight. Very physical, lots of Bliss ring psychology. Impressive. It was awesome.
Yeah, Bliss was very, very impressive. In fact, she was in control for much of that match. A few of the bumps that Charlotte Flair took were quite dangerous. She hit her head, I think, 3 or 4 times pretty darn hard.
Once right on the floor.
Once on the floor and the other 3 on the mat. One of them was close to darn to the apron.
Uh-huh.
Bliss took a shot to the ribs on the turnbuckle. Very physical match, but they toughed it out, and they did a great job all through. This was a great match.
Yeah, and there was a spot in there where... I'm gonna tell on you, Juice.
Go ahead.
There was a spot in there where something happened, and there was kind of like
a groin
shot. And you said, "Oh, it's glad they don't have wachabis."
Yeah,
yeah.
No wachabis. Well, the way she landed.
Woo!
I mean, a guy would have been crying. I don't care who it is.
Or singing like Michael Jackson. Oh, that was Nakamura. I'm sorry.
Or both.
Yeah.
No. A great match. Really impressed. And for Charlotte Flair, that's a good win.
Yeah, the figure eight is a great move.
It is.
It's an honoring her for dad, but also putting her own spin on it. I love it.
Give credit to Alexa Bliss. She sold everything tonight.
Did.
She put it out, and she did
She's great. Like I said, match of the night for me.
In a total time of 15 minutes on the dot, in a non-title champion versus champion interbrand singles match, SmackDown's women's champion Charlotte Flair gets the win over Alexa Bliss, Raw's women's champion. So at this point, it is... 3-2 Raw, am I right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yes, it's 3-2 SmackDown, excuse me.
Yeah.
I apologize. It's 3-2 SmackDown. So if you are doing the math correctly, and if you're actually a logical human being, you know the result of the next match without us even have to tell you. Universal Champion Brock Lesnar of Raw gets the win over WWE Champion AJ Styles. This match, for the first...
5 minutes?
I'd say 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar just abused AJ Styles to a pulp.
From the opening bell.
I remember at one point thinking he's going to pin him as quick as he can.
Yeah.
And this thing's over. This thing is ending. AJ,
you called it. I believe,
No, you called it because I said this match is over. And you said, no. AJ will take advantage of either dodging a bull rush and going after the knees of Lesnar.
Because I believe in the phenomenal one.
Sure enough.
Lesnar went into the ring post.
Yeah. AJ Styles was cornered in there. A bull rush came from Brock Lesnar. He missed. Then AJ Styles immediately went for the knees.
Mm-hmm.
Got him good for about 5 minutes. And I mean, pounded on him. Even put
the calf crusher on him. That was a great play.
And then also, I want you to kind of explain this one to the fans. The elbow, or was it that punch off the rope?
The phenomenal,
yes.
The phenomenal forearm.
And we looked at each other and said, game.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah. And then going back to when he had him in the calf crusher.
Yes.
And how Brock reached around, grabbed a hold of AJ's head, and just started pounding his head.
Five
into
times
the
against
mat.
The mat.
Yeah.
Just slammed him.
But that phenomenal forearm that AJ does,
I thought it was over.
Right then I said, well, this match is over.
Because we thought he was going to counter it into an F5.
Yeah.
Didn't.
No.
But then the second time AJ Styles went after that same move, went to the well too many times, Buzz Lesnar caught him, F5, 1-2-3, match over. Give AJ Styles credit. That was, he put up a better fight than I expected. I didn't think it'd be that good.
You know, Zayn texted during that time frame, and he was asking, do I think that Jinder Mahal and Brock would have been a better match? And I don't think so. I don't think Jinder's skill set would have matched up very well with Brock Lesnar. But I might be wrong. But they're going to have another match on Tuesday night with Jinder and AJ Styles.
AJ was beat up pretty good in this match. Yeah. Do you think he fares well against Jinder on Tuesday?
You know, I almost think that Jinder will get the belt back. Because they're getting ready to go to India. That's one thing. But, I think they probably looked at the skill set, and that's why they put AJ in there. He's kind of like their go-to guy right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with what happened in the last pay-per-view when they brought him in at the last minute because of all the illness and things. And now they brought him in to make an incredible match with Brock. You know, it started off as a squash match.
Oh,
and
man,
then
it was looking
into a
ugly.
Really good, yeah,
it was
like
looking
yeah.
ugly really quickly.
Yeah.
In a final time of 15 minutes and 25 seconds in a non-title champion versus champion in a brand match, it is Universal Champion Brock Lesnar from Raw getting the win over WWE Champion AJ Styles. Coming up next, we're going to take a quick break, but coming up next, it's your final main event. Team Raw versus Team SmackDown. Captains Kurt Angle versus Shane McMahon. Kind of a shocking ending. We'll get to it next. You're listening to Turnbuckle Trash.
Hey, MSR.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, do you like geeky things?
I love geeky things, Chunky Larry.
How much do you love geeky things?
I would say at least a 7.
A 7? That's
yeah.
a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. He's...
I mean, I have a few places on the internet I go to.
Well, the one place you want to go on the internet is geeksoftheindustry.com, because it's got geeks at the beginning.
Oh, that's a good point. Geeksoftheindustry.com, you say. What is that about? What is that?
Well, you know, it's got a little bit of everything. It's got cartoons, movies, music, video games, wrestling. You know, anything that's geeky that you're into, you'll probably be able to find at geeksoftheindustry.com.
I can watch all of those things?
No. It's a podcast website. You listen to things.
Oh.
Ooh, podcasting. You can download them from the website, or you can, you know, subscribe to one of the shows on Stitcher or iTunes.
What was that website again?
That's geeksoftheindustry.com, my good friend.
I'm going to go right now.
Yeah, sorry, my brother. You've got to get your own.
Now it's time to go to school.
You like wrestling?
Ooh, yeah.
It's sort of like wrestling, except they ain't mad.
It's called suspension of disbelief.
It's like wrestling for fun.
Like wrestling.
Nothing like that.
This is unbelievable.
Welcome back to Turnbuckle Trash, a very special edition of Turnbuckle Trash as we recap Survivor Series as it happened. On Sunday, November 19th. By the way, it was my sister's birthday. Earlier in this pay-per-view event, there was a very quick interview with
Jason Jordan.
Twitter, at least, Survivor Series was trending on Twitter nationwide, and the reviews of Jason Jordan being there were not positive at all. People wanted to know what the heck he was doing, why they wasted 10 seconds of their life watching him on there. They wanted to know if it was going to mean anything. People thought, hey, he's coming. He's going to interrupt something.
I thought he was going to be part of the storyline during this main event.
The main event is as such. Here you go. Team Raw with the captain of Kurt Angle, Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, Samoa Joe and Triple H versus SmackDown's
Shinsuke Nakamura,
Randy Orton, Captain Shane McMahon, Bobby Roode, and John Cena.
Shinsuke.
Let's just go ahead and we'll just kind of jump through this really quickly. Shinsuke, first of all, lasted a little bit longer than I thought, but then when I asked you, hey, who do you think will be the first to be eliminated, you said
Shinsuke.
Tell me your thoughts Nakamura. On him and his wrestling ability so far, especially against Finn Balor. Kind of
yeah,
impressed.
I was impressed with the work that he and Finn Balor did. Of course, Finn Balor was in Japan as part of the Bullet Club.
By the way, I didn't know that.
Yeah. He was actually one of the first ones in the Bullet Club.
That was really cool, by the
and,
way.
Yeah, and then AJ Styles. That's why the crowd went so crazy in the last pay-per-view when mm-hmm. they went against each other. Yep. You could hear them. But anyway, I am not a Shinsuke Nakamura fan. I've never made any bones about it. I just don't appreciate his work that much. And other, you know, it's just a personal taste. But my respect for him and his wrestling skills went up because of what I saw him do against Finn Balor in the ring. I thought was very good wrestling. There was holds. There was reversal of holds. Some unusual things that he did. And so my respect for Shinsuke Nakamura went up a notch because of the work he did against Finn Balor.
Braun Strowman was on a roll. He eliminated Shinsuke, and then he eliminated Bobby Roode. All of a sudden, things got kind of cranky on the Raw's tag team side. You had Kurt Angle chirping at Triple H, chirping at Kurt Angle, who was chirping at Braun Strowman.
And Joe.
And then Samoa Joe got in there, attacked someone. So all of a sudden, Samoa Joe's in there, but he didn't last long. He's eliminated by John Cena, who then is eliminated by Kurt Angle. Finn Balor. I gotta quit doing that. Finn Balor was eliminated by Randy Orton. Randy Orton eliminated Braun Strowman. Then things got a little bit hairy. After Randy Orton had eliminated Braun Strowman, it was Shane McMahon and Randy Orton. Here came, as we said, they're back.
Kevin Owens.
And Sami Zayn.
Uh-huh.
And they both, they go in there and kind of throw some haymakers, but then Shane McMahon comes in with a chair.
Chases him off.
Yep. Randy Orton followed. No, Randy Orton stays there. Shane McMahon's off with a chair chasing him off. Randy Orton's left in the ring. And he's left, poor guy, he's left in there against Braun Strowman, who'd been,
poor guy.
Yeah, who'd been, by the way, down
through off, a table.
Yeah, through a table, and just hanging out for what seemed like eternity. Gets up, gets in the ring. Randy Orton did what he could for as long as he could, and it just didn't last long. Braun Strowman takes care of him and eliminates Randy Orton. So then, it's the following people. It's on the SmackDown side, Shane McMahon versus Triple H, Kurt Angle, Braun Strowman. Three guys over 50 and Braun Strowman. So I got a question to ask you after. It's going to be kind of critical of the WWE, but I'll ask you after this. Let's just get to it. Kurt Angle has an issue with Triple H. They've been ongoing for quite some time. It was ongoing all night through this tag match. Kurt Angle is pedigreed by Triple H after an argument between Triple H and Kurt Angle. Triple H grabs Shane McMahon, who is laying in the ring, drags him over, pins Kurt Angle, and after Shane McMahon comes to and is a little bit dazed and confused, Triple H pedigrees him, then pins him. Raw wins not only the Survivor Series men's elimination match, but the Survivor Series overall, 4-3.
So, Braun Strowman's still in the corner, and I don't think he was very happy either, was he?
No, he had a little chat with Triple H, threatened him, said, you ever try to cross me again? He said, there'll be no more games. Grabbed him by the throat, and Triple H tried to fight him off. Braun Strowman powerbombed him not once, but twice. And
he did that to Triple H. Yeah. So.
And that was that. So, once again, in a total time of 33 minutes and 25 seconds, Team Raw, Kurt Angle, Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, Samoa Joe, and Triple H, however you want to put it, gets the win over Shane McMahon, Randy Orton, Bobby Roode, Shinsuke, and John Cena.
Nakamura.
let me ask you something. So with you had, for example, Samoa Joe, Bobby Roode, Shinsuke, Finn Balor, all in that ring, right? And the last and final people are Shane McMahon, Triple H, Kurt Angle, and Braun Strowman. Is your roster that bad that you have to put in 4 over-the-age top veterans?
I will agree. I think the really ending could have been a lot. I didn't care
then,
for the ending.
And then what do we... So we interviewed Jason Jordan for what, by the way?
I don't know. I kept on thinking Jason was going to show up, you know, especially when Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn came out.
Mm-hmm.
I thought for sure Jason Jordan... Or no, I think I said when... Shinsuke and Bobby Roode came and helped slam Braun Strowman through that
yes,
table.
Yes, yes.
I said, well, Jason's going to come out and try to, you know, because in this interview that he did before the matches, he was saying he was there to help if he was needed. So it didn't make any sense. Why wasn't he used as part of that? He could have at least come down.
Exactly.
And I keep on thinking they're going to do a heel change, but with what happened at the end of the match, maybe he and Kurt will team up, go against the quote authority against because they're going to put in Nikki Bella,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll put in Stephanie will be pulling the strings and try to do that. So they might have the father and son team up. I didn't understand the booking as Jason Jordan. I thought it had been better for him to come down, get involved in the match in some way, shape, or form, even though the crowd didn't particularly like. Doesn't particularly like Jason in this role.
Sure.
But they need to do something with him to make the crowd get into him, to get him some sort of heat, whether it's face heat or heel heat. If they're really looking at putting Jason over, they needed tonight to do something with him. And I think they missed the boat. I really do. I didn't like the ending. I did not like the ending. It could have been a lot better.
I'll take it. We're going to come back here. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll put a wrap on this and say goodnight. For Dave Denton, I'm AJ Salveson. You're listening to Turnbuckle Trash.
Turnbuckle Trash fans, you can stay in the ring with us by following us on Facebook and clicking that like button on our Facebook page, Turnbuckle Trash. Or you can follow us on Twitter, at Turnbuckle Trash. And in case you got any comments, suggestions, or questions, you can email us at wpfpod@gmail.com. Again, that's wpfpod@gmail.com.
This is Turnbuckle Trash. Zane Peterson.
You're the greatest guy in the whole galaxy.
Yeah, I'm a real class act.
Now we'll get some action.
Ajay Salveson.
The juice is loose.
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 Dave Denton.
Man, he don't want no bread. He don't want no salad. All he want is meat.
It's time to take out the trash.
Let's show him what we got, guys.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Oh, it's been a long night. It's 9:30 Mountain Standard Time here in Cache Valley here in Utah. And I'm tired. You're tired.
Yeah, I got to get up 4:30.
Yeah, I get up early in the morning. We're going to go ahead and just go ahead and put a pretty little bow on this and end it right.
I need to ask you one question.
Please.
What was your match of the night?
Oh, no question. Alexa Bliss.
Oh, I think we both agree on
Charlotte,
that.
Yeah,
Alexa
that,
Bliss,
that's
was
not,
awesome.
It's not even close either, to be
yeah,
honest with you.
I thought that was probably the match of the night
no,
for me.
No, not even close. I thought that really actually took me by surprise how good that was. Again, Alexa Bliss really impressed me. Even as in defeat, she was really good, and she sold a lot of it.
Yeah, and she Charlotte was selling good too. So
she was phenomenal.
A very good match.
Any thoughts upcoming for Raw or Raw tomorrow and SmackDown Tuesday? Of what you might expect?
Something on Raw has got something. They've got to do something with Jason Jordan and Kurt Angle, whether they turn Jason or they team him up with his dad to go against the quote authority against the new Raw general manager, either as heels or as a face team. But they've got to do something. If they're going to be using Jason Jordan, they need to get, like I said in the previous segment, he needs heat. He needs fan reaction, either positive or negative. Right now, it's negative. I think they need to give him heel heat, make him turn on his dad, and make him, he's a big guy. He's impressive, got an impressive move. But let him start cheating a little bit. Make him do some run-ins, and I think that would improve his career and improve the angle between, no offense, Kurt Angle.
No, absolutely.
And Jason Jordan, yeah.
Well, Dave, it's been fun. That was a lot of fun. I appreciate your time. That was a blast. Hey, just a reminder that the next and the final pay-per-view event for WWE will be a SmackDown event. That will be the Clash of Champions on December 17th at the legendary TD Garden in Boston, Massachusetts. Look forward to that one, and we'll see what storylines are uprising over there during that time.
Yeah, you're going to be that's a SmackDown event.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got Jinder Mahal and AJ Styles. Maybe they might do something with them at that point. Then you've got the tag team. I don't know what they're going to do with the tag team division.
Yeah, interesting.
There, because they've got the New Day over there, and they've got the Usos, but they're not going to be going. Those two are with this last pay-per-view on SmackDown with the Usos winning in that incredible cage match. Then the Usos and the New Day aren't going against you. But who's going to come up and step up on SmackDown Live? Is it going to be the Bludgeon Brothers, which are going to make their debut on Tuesday? Is it going to be the Fashion Police? Think not, because they're going to go into but who's going to give the Usos a run for their money now?
Yep. Should be interesting. Dave, as we approach the Thanksgiving holiday this week, I just want to share my appreciation for you as a co-host of this show. You and Zane Peterson as well, Chris Evans. For what all your guys' hard work and what you guys do for the program. It is what it is because of you guys and your guys' hard work and effort into it also. I appreciate you guys and to our listeners. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys are just gems of people and for participating and being a part of it all. I truly do, and we do truly appreciate you all. Please have a safe and wonderful, wonderful Turkey Day. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Football, too.
Again, a sold-out Toyota Center in Houston, Texas of 14,478 fans. The final here in a total of 3 hours and 45 minutes unofficially. In the pre-show, Elias defeats Matt Hardy. Enzo Amore retains his Cruiserweight Championship over Kalisto. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn defeat Tyler Breeze and Fandango. The Shield, Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, and Seth Rollins get the win over the New Day, Big E, Kofi Kingston, and Xavier Woods. Team Raw in the Divas division gets a win. Alicia Fox, Asuka, Asuka, Bayley, Nia Jax, Sasha Banks over Becky Lynch, Carmella, Naomi, Natalya, and Tamina. In a non-title champion versus champion match, it's U.S. title holder Baron Corbin over The Miz, the Intercontinental Champion. SmackDown's Tag Team Championships, the Usos get the win over The Bar, Sheamus and Cesaro. SmackDown's Women's Champion, Charlotte Flair, defeats Women's Champion, Alexa Bliss. Universal Championship, Brock Lesnar, with along with Paul Heyman, do get the win over WWE Champion AJ Styles. And in the main event, Team Raw, Kurt Angle, Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, Samoa Joe, and Triple H defeat Shane McMahon, Randy Orton, Bobby Roode, Shinsuke
Nakamura,
and John Cena. Again, we'll look forward to talking to you hopefully next week on kind of a recap and aftermath of what happened at Survivor Series. For Dave Denton, I'm AJ Salison. A big shout out and a thanks to Larry Jackson and the geeksoftheindustry.com for all they do and allowing us to be a part of their family. Larry, thank you so very much. We love you to death and can't tell you thank you enough. On behalf of Larry, Dave, Zane Peterson, I'm AJ Salison. Good night and happy Thanksgiving.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair,
woo! Still trying to figure out me being on your right or their left.
Let's just go ahead and we'll just kind of jump through this really quickly.
Did you know that?
I had no idea.
Yes, it's the only night of the year that SmackDown and Raw compete against each other.
How come the announcers never announced that?
I don't know if they ever did that. You know, and also that you could get the event free if you signed up for the WWE Network for a 30-day free trial. But wait, there's more. Shinsuke.